You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
Minden City Police are continuing their investigation into the Sunday night shooting incident at Ewell Park, where four persons suffered gunshot wounds. Multiple shooters are believed to be involved. Those who reported injured were identified as Howard Collins Jr., Liana Kingsby, Roquez Sheehy, and Demarion Webb. Anyone with information that could lead to the arrest of those responsible is asked to contact Minden Police at 377-1212. Minden Police report the arrest of DeMarquez Thomas, age 26, of Doyleen, who was booked for possession of Schedule 1 controlled dangerous substance and illegal carrying of a weapon in the presence of a controlled dangerous substance. One arrest reported for driving under suspension, along with no insurance, failure to register a vehicle, no headlight, along with being a fugitive from the Webster Parish Sheriff's Office. Another motorist was booked for driving under suspension, speeding, no headlight, and outstanding warrants. The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports an arrest for DWI and careless operation. One arrest reported for simple battery. Cotton Valley Police report the arrest of Christy Sullivan, age 42, of Plain Dealing, who was booked on a warrant for theft. State Police report the arrest of Jalen Bell, age 24, of Minden, who was booked for possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and no seatbelt. A 30% chance for showers today, high near 71, north wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy overnight, low near 47, northeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Becoming sunny Wednesday, high 71, east wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear Wednesday night, low 49, southeast wind 5 miles an hour. Partly sunny Thursday, high 76, 20% chance for showers Thursday night, low 64, and that's the forecast. In a recent session of Ward 1 Minden City Court held before Judge Sherb Santel, Gregory Bean was fined $400 plus court costs or 40 days in jail plus a 30-day suspended sentence for driving under suspension. Artie Brown III was fined $175 plus court costs or 17 days in jail for simple criminal damage to property. Sir Derek Harris was sentenced to 60 days in jail for each count of criminal trespass, flight from an officer, and resisting an officer, with credit for time served, and the sentencing is to run concurrent. Sherry Harris was fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for disturbing the peace. Brittany Moore was fined $300 plus court cost plus 7 days suspended for improper supervision of a minor. Sergio Sanchez was fined $500 plus court costs or 50 days in jail plus a 30-day suspended sentence for driving under suspension. Alexis Watkins was fined $100 plus court costs or 10 days in jail for contempt of court. Willie Watts was fined $100 plus court cost or 20 days in jail for each count of resisting an officer and misrepresentation during booking. Tanya Weems was fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for resisting an officer, plus a $100 fine and cost or 10 days in jail for criminal trespass. Jeffrey Lewis was fined $500 plus court cost or 50 days in jail for underage DWI. Cedric Adams Jr. and Roderick Chapman were each fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for contempt of court. Minden's Man of the Year and Woman of the Year will be announced at tonight's annual Greater Minden Chamber Awards Gala Banquet starting at 7 o'clock tonight at the Minden Civic Center. Doors open at 6:30. Program starts at 7. Other awards to be presented tonight include the Small Business of the Year, the Business of the Year, the Business Person of the Year, along with a Community Partner Award. They will also unveil the new Chairman's Circle. It all starts tonight, 7 o'clock, at the Minden Civic Center. And the Greater Minden Chamber, along with Northwest Louisiana Technical Community College, the City of Minden, the Department of Public Safety and Corrections, along with the Coordinating and Development Corporation, and the Louisiana Workforce Commission, will join forces for a job fair and resource expo scheduled for Wednesday, April 5th, from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at the Minden Civic Center. There's no charge for a business or resource provider to participate. Limited number of spots are available. You're asked to respond no later than Friday, March 31st, as spots are first come, first served. For information, call the Chamber at 377-4240 or email info@mindenchamber.com. And the event is open to the public. Professionals of all levels and fields are encouraged to attend and participate. Resource providers will be in attendance to provide additional information. For the Job Fair and Resource Expo, coming April 5th, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at the Minden Civic Center. Items in need at the UCAP office on Miller Street include food items such as cereal, crackers, powdered milk, biscuit mix, cornbread mix, and ramen noodles. Clothing in need include men's shoes, sizes 10 and up, along with twin size sheets, toothpaste, deodorant. The UCAP office is open on Mondays and Wednesdays from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. at 204 Miller Street to provide food, utility, and rental assistance. Clothing is dispersed on Wednesdays at the UCAP office. Funeral services for Sammy Dixon Jr. are scheduled for 1 o'clock Thursday afternoon at the New Light Baptist Church. Burial will be in Shepherd Street Cemetery. A visitation is scheduled for Wednesday from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. in the Minden Benevolent Chapel. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. And a reminder on the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will automatically have a 377 prefix unless otherwise mentioned. All the cell phone numbers on the Trading Post will have the area code of 318 unless otherwise mentioned. Wanted any non-working appliances. Call 382-5626. Looking for any unwanted or non-working appliances at 382-5626. A lift chair for sale for $300, and dolls on stands, they're going for $5 each. Call 6179. For sale, lift chair, $300, and dolls for sale, $5 each at 6179. For sale, a 2004 Cadillac SUV at 205-6890. They have a 2004 Cadillac SUV at 205-6890. Room for rent for $300 a month, bills paid. Wanted a 94 or a 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts. The number's been changed at 639-9340. A room available for rent, $300 a month with bills paid. Wanted a 94 or 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts. 639 1-800-530-4040. For sale, a 2018 20-foot travel trailer and a 2013 Honda 400 four-wheeler. 572-1523. That's a 2018 20-foot travel trailer along with a 2013 Honda 400 four-wheeler, all for sale. 572-1523. For sale, 17-inch tires and wheels for a Jeep Grand Cherokee. Call 205-1751. For sale, some 17-inch tires and wheels for a Jeep Grand Cherokee. Call 205-1751. For sale, a 1993 Chevy four-wheel drive truck, some firewood, and a lawnmower, all for sale at 245-3052. For sale, a 93 Chevy four-wheel drive truck, firewood, and a lawnmower, all for sale at 245-3052. Wants to buy eggs at 639-9106. They want to buy eggs at 639-9106. Wanted a trailer to haul a riding lawnmower. 572-6437. It's wanted a trailer to haul a riding mower at 572-6437. For sale, a flat screen TV for $40 at 5217. They have a flat screen TV for sale, $40, 5217. For sale, a self-propelled lawnmower, $175 at 432-331-4907. Self-propelled lawnmower for sale for $175, 432-331-4907.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.